Latte Belly. Occasional missives from an SW8 cafe.
I haven't had a drop of alcohol since the start of the year, the 2nd of January. Prior to that, I'd barely been drinking for 5 or 6 months before that. I'd kind of felt that something within me had broken. I felt that something was very different and I didn't understand quite what it was. I've said before that period, that sort of, it was really at its worst, a 2.5 year period, bookended by what I now recognize as two breakdowns, both very different. The first, very traumatic. The second, a life changer. The first, I don't think I really changed too much, to be honest, from the first. I just made sure I try to recover from it and carry on. And looking back, obviously, I hadn't recovered. I'm not one of these people who stops drinking and becomes quite boorish about it. I have no problem with alcohol. I like alcohol. I was never a big drinker. I was fortunate that I wasn't one of these people who could handle a lot of drink. I would very rarely get drunk. I would very rarely stumble about. I would very rarely embarrass myself. I did always notice that just, you know, half a pint would alter me. In my younger years, it made me very extrovert. It was like tapping into the extrovert alter ego, maybe the person I always wanted to be. But, you know, in latter years, it just made me retreat into myself more than, you know, more than I am when I'm kind of sober. And I didn't like that. I don't like losing control. I don't like changing. And I knew that, you know, and as someone who doesn't drink now, as someone who never drank much anyway, I could always see my friends changing a bit when they have a drink. You know, most of them change for the better. Some unwind, some, you know, some are able to relax, others get more argumentative. I became one of those towards the end who would get very argumentative. I stopped drinking last summer mainly because I found myself in the hotel. I had 150 nights in the hotel, exactly 150 nights, didn't get out till Christmas Eve. Not once in that hotel room did I drink. There were times I went into that hotel room having had a drink, but I never brought alcohol into that hotel room. I just thought it would be the wrong thing for me and it might establish a pattern. In the summer of 2009, when I lost my close friend, I kind of got through that period with a glass of brandy a night just to calm me down. I'm not saying that's wrong now, I'm just saying this. A year on from that, I felt I needed a different approach. All the work I've done on myself this year, all the work that I've been helped with professionally, I just don't want to risk that. But you know, by undoing it, by having one drink, what if after everything I've done, I have one drink and suddenly I start thinking in a way that I haven't been thinking? I just felt this needed something else. This needed a different approach. It was always a big eye-opener for me to realize that I wasn't the laid-back guy I'd always thought I was or had been once upon a time. I had, in fact, become a very anxious guy, a guy who could make other people anxious. I can trace that back, I think, to when I became a football journalist. Suddenly, I forgot how to relax. Suddenly, it was all about work. There was good money to be had. I was traveling a lot. I was chasing interviews. I was working late into the night. I was running magazines. I was working 14-hour days. My life had become very different. To realize that I had become an anxious guy, to realize that even today I find it hard to relax, that was an eye-opener. Not drinking has affected my social life. It's not like I can't go into a pub now and not have a drink. But maybe some people feel that they can't ask me along. I never stopped drinking because I had a problem with alcohol. I stopped drinking because I had problems. I had problems with myself. I had problems with who I was. I had problems. Things happened with other people. I'd lost control of my life and I had to deal with that, and I think I had to deal with that with a clear head. And even now, 9 months on, the situation still needs a clear head. It would be a momentous thing for me to drink now. It really would. I think I'd be disappointed in myself, and I'm not a health freak. You know, I exercise, I work out, but I'm not passionate about it. I do it because I think mentally it's a good thing to do, but not for any other reason. I know that this is the right road for me, and yeah, I miss having a pint with friends, but I'm a better person now than I was a year ago. I'm a stronger person, and I think not drinking has played a part in that. Just a man having a coffee.